Hello, today I'm with Dr. Bryant Wood, and he's with ABR, Associates of Biblical Research, and just wanted to get some background information of when you were raised up and how you became a Christian and why you went into what you did.
Stephen, I was raised in a non-Christian home and came to know the Lord in my college years, actually through my girlfriend who later became my wife when she invited me to attend church with her. I'd been exposed to the Bible and some of the teachings of Christianity, but never really understood the gospel message until I heard it in her church when I was a sophomore in college. So that's when I became a Christian. And I was studying engineering at the time, got a degree in mechanical engineering, started my working adult life as a mechanical engineer with the General Electric Company, worked for them for 13 years, but in the process of studying God's Word and just delving into things that took place in Bible times, I became interested in archaeology. And eventually got involved with a ministry called Word of Truth Productions, which was headed up by a man named Clifford Wilson in Australia. And we started a branch of that ministry in the United States back in 1972. Then the Lord called me out of engineering in 1973, went back to school to now take up archaeology, and worked number of years at various schools, and finally graduated with a PhD in Syro-Palestinian archaeology from the University of Toronto. And about the time I graduated, I got involved with the Associates for Biblical Research, located in Pennsylvania, and they were doing a similar ministry to what I was doing with Word of Truth, and so we combined the two ministries about 1985. And so I've been serving with ABR ever since that time. I am now the director of that organization.
Okay, I was just wondering your opinion. There's David Rawl has come out with several books and revising chronology, and I was just wondering if you could say something about that.
David Rawl and some others are advocating that the Egyptian chronology should be revised. This is not a new idea. It goes back to some earlier work by another man who suggested that there were some areas in Egyptian chronology where you could sort of collapse the chronology and bring it down somewhat closer to our time. All of this work is has an impact on archaeological studies and biblical studies because our basis for dating our archaeological material prior to the time of the Israelite kingdom, what we call the Bronze Age, is dependent on Egyptian dates. So if you begin to change Egyptian dates around, that redates our archaeological findings, which in turn then would change our correlations between archaeology and the Bible. Most scholars, at least Egyptologists, and those that work with the raw data would not accept the proposed revisions of David Rawl. And I have looked at the impact his revised chronology would have on Palestinian archaeology, and I have come to the same conclusion that it simply would not work out. I've published an article on that, but just to take one example, if you do change Egyptian chronology, then that would change the date of the when the Philistines arrived in Canaan. That we know the date from an Egyptian inscription. A pharaoh named Ramses III recorded his battles with the Philistines, and we have a date based on that record. And if you change the dating of the reign of that pharaoh, according to David Rawl, it puts the Philistines in the time of the divided kingdom. Well, according to the Bible, they were there, of course, much earlier, and we have the accounts of in the time of the judges, encounters with the Philistines. Of course, Saul fought the Philistines and died at their hand. David fought the Philistines and so on. So according to the Bible, the Philistines were around much earlier than the divided kingdom period. So that and other evidence would indicate that the standard, I guess you'd call it, or accepted Egyptian chronology is the correct one, and these proposed revisions simply do not hold up when we examine all the evidence.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say? Or?
Well, I can just say that I've had a career now in archaeology, studying the finds of archaeology, doing some field work myself in Egypt and Jordan and in Israel. And in all of my research and field work, I always find that the discoveries of archaeology line up exactly with the Bible, and in fact show us the credible witness and history we have recorded for us in the Word of God.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.